Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California has seen a spike in congenital syphilis cases in recent years, an infection transmitted during pregnancy leading to severe health effects for babies when untreated, from low birth weight to birth defects and even death. State health officials have reported a 950% increase in congenital syphilis cases among women from 2011 to 2020. That is the highest number in nearly three decades. A driving force behind the increase is homelessness or unstable housing, drug use, as well as those recently released from prison, but there are other at-risk communities as well. And all of these factors contribute to having little to no prenatal care. Sacramento County is taking action in the form of funding. The money is going to a nonprofit to house and treat pregnant people with congenital syphilis. Jake Bradley Rose, the executive director of that nonprofit, Sunburst Projects, and joins us more on the response and why Sacramento has some of the highest case rates per capita. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, Jake, you joined us last year about the work that your nonprofit does for the community. So let's just begin with the mission of Sunburst Projects.
Yeah, our mission really is around HIV, but in the last couple of years, we've expanded to all of those factors that work within the HIV community, so other STDs. So we support the community through care and treatment around HIV and STDs, including our free HIV testing clinic here in Sacramento.
Now that you're expanding your work to congenital syphilis, let's start by what it is and how it spread.
Yeah. Well, congenital syphilis is syphilis that's passed from the mother through a bacterial infection to the fetus, either during pregnancy or at birth. It is a sexually transmitted infection, so often through sexual interaction. Syphilis is something that is stoppable through the use of condoms and protection. And so we feel that the fact that this is a growing issue in Sacramento County, there's ways that we can help stop the spread of syphilis. Congenital syphilis specifically is around helping women who are pregnant get the care that they need. We see an increase in our area within the homeless community, women who don't have access to the services they need. Often it's transportation to prenatal care, or even the idea that they need prenatal care. They end up showing up in local hospitals and ready to deliver, and they've never had a syphilis test. In the Central Valley, we're seeing a significant increase in congenital syphilis around the agriculture community. Often we have undocumented immigrants, folks that have citizenship issues, and they aren't seeking out medical care, don't have access to that or the ability to know where to go. So, but those two areas, both in the agriculture, farm worker area, and the unhoused, is significantly the increase that we're seeing.
When it comes to the health effects and the impacts for the baby, is it different if it is diagnosed and treated early versus it not being even treated at all during the pregnancy?
Yeah. Excuse me. We know that we can treat mothers who have syphilis. It can be completed treatment completely to where when the baby is given birth at the end of their pregnancy, they're born without syphilis. So
that's huge.
It's massive. Yeah. Senator Pan delivered Bill SB 306, which went into effect in January of 2022, which essentially changed the California Health and Safety Code to say that any surgeon or doctor that's working with a woman who's pregnant in prenatal care should be doing a syphilis test at their very first appointment. And then the California Department of Public Health went on further to say that in the third trimester of any woman who's pregnant in prenatal care, they should have a secondary syphilis test. And if that isn't documented, that when a mother is gone to the delivery room, that a syphilis test should also be done there. So those early on capture of women who have syphilis gives us an opportunity to treat that. We use penicillin G. It's really the foremost way to treat syphilis, and it can be done. What we're focusing on in our program is really the unhoused community in Sacramento, where we're seeing the majority of these cases. And we see that they have the inability to get the care they need or connect to the services that are able to help them.
Didn't the United States nearly eradicate syphilis many decades ago? Why is this happening now?
So back in the 1950s, it was discussed the level of syphilis was so low that eradication could possibly be termed as part of the syphilis situation. And then in the 90s, we saw the height of this. A lot of drug use has come into play into this. Again, here more locally, we're talking about the homeless community, the drug use within the homeless community, and the services access to preventatives such as condoms have caused a certain skyrocket of the cases that we're seeing.
Is there something unique in Sacramento County that's contributing to the high number of cases per capita in the state? Because homelessness is an issue, a crisis that touches every corner of California.
Yeah, and it's certainly seen in every corner. Specifically here in Sacramento, we need more organizations working in the encampments. So Sacramento County last year launched the Wellness Without Walls mobile unit, which is now working there. We also have Sacramento Street Medicine, who's a partner of Sunburst Projects. But we could use more organizations connecting with that community. It's been identified that our unhoused women who often are not connected to social services because of many barriers. We talked about transportation being one of them, which is one of the things that our program is going to use, or stable housing. Our work within the HIV community has discovered that some of the first things that happen when people are unhoused is the lack of healthy food, which means they stop taking their medication. So in the same thing with syphilis, the lack of healthy food or transportation or just a regimented schedule that they lose that opportunity to follow up and care. Syphilis care is not just a one-time thing. It's multiple shots and injections over multiple days. And so the reinfection rate amongst that group of people is higher than those that are housed or stably housed.
Given that we had a spike more than 30 years ago in 1992, and California obviously responded to that, why are we back at an alarmingly high number of cases, you know, 31 years later? I mean, what were the learning lessons that should have been applied and from, you know, decades ago?
Yeah, again, the unhoused community that we're fighting to try to attack and get into stable housing has a big part of that. The amount of undocumented immigrants that are living in California that—
So access to health care, essentially.
Essentially, yep, is where we're at.
It's just a big barrier.
Access. Exactly.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with Jake Bradley Rowe with the nonprofit Sunburst Projects about the rise in congenital syphilis cases in California with a focus on high rates in Sacramento. So let's get to solutions, because your nonprofit is part of that. You just received county funding in response to congenital syphilis specifically. So how are you going to use that money?
Yeah, so we are taking a whole person approach to care here. So part of that is to take the women who are diagnosed that get referred over to our agency through the county health department into our program, get them into stable housing if they are not, and then provide a case manager that really looks at the whole person care. So do they have food? Do they have transportation? We use an incentive program to help these women maintain the care that they're getting. So providing them with new maternity clothing or items for their baby once the baby is born so they are set up for success. Our goal really is with unhoused clients is to get them into transitional housing, get them through the care, and get them into a stable situation when the delivery of that baby comes, you know, hopefully 32 weeks.
And we know that housing is a huge issue. I mean, how big of an obstacle and hurdle is this for you when you're trying to get women who are experiencing homelessness and they're pregnant into stable housing, a roof over their head so you can treat them?
Well, quite. So we're working with a local motel at this time, but Sacramento has, you know, some barriers around that, the amount of time one person can stay in a hotel. So we really had to kind of get the the ownership of the hotel to push that limit for us. We know that we need at least 16 to 20 days in that facility to get them just through the treatment and then turn them over into a more of a transitional housing program that we work with and other community organizations. But to be able to just get through the treatment piece of it, there was a barrier there, or finding a hotel that would even work with us. So we're very lucky to have an opportunity to partner with a local business that's going to help us through that process.
How many pregnant people do you hope that you can help in a single time, given that it can take a few weeks to treat them?
Yeah, well, these are very unconfirmed numbers. The Sacramento County Epidemiology Department had roughly 24 women last year and around that same number in the previous year. So we're hoping that we will be able to work with all of them. Obviously, we don't know when women are going to come in to us in referrals, because there's no rhyme or reason to that process of when they're discovered. But we have tried to set aside enough staff and resources to be able to help all of them. You know, as a nonprofit, we're always fundraising and trying to find other funding sources. So even as we're starting this program, we're writing new grants to try to get additional funding to help with the program.
Yeah, when you joined us last year, we were talking about the opening of the Sunburst Clinic, and that is a free walk-in confidential HIV and STD testing clinic. How is the clinic going?
Really well. So we finished our first year, which we identified really as a banner year. We tested over 1,000 unduplicated individuals in that first year, roughly 33% of the free tests that are sponsored through the County of Sacramento. We felt that was incredibly successful. Our public awareness campaign really enlightened people on the importance of A, being tested, and B, how to get tested for free without barriers. So the other thing that came out of that was we distributed over 27,000 free condoms in Sacramento County between our clinic and events that we were at. So that approach to getting that safety out there in the community, which was one of our big outcomes that we were pushing for, really worked.
Is there a larger shift happening just generally about how we talk or don't talk about STDs?
I think so. Yeah. You know, certainly our younger community members, I think, talk very openly about it. We have seen kind of a switch within our organization, the folks that we see coming in and using our services. Although we have people of all range groups, we're seeing a lot of those 18 to 24 year olds. For an organization that works in HIV, that's really important. That's where we're seeing the spread of HIV. And we know that STDs and HIV go hand in hand. And so being able to talk openly and have just a conversation about this, having this opportunity to come here and talk to you about this, is that opportunity really to spread the word that although many people think that HIV or the spread of STDs has slowed, it really hasn't. And that we got to keep having these conversations, the positive conversations about what opportunities are out there, whether it be for testing or access to free condoms or even PrEP. So we are continuing as an organization after, you know, 40 years to keep spreading the word as much as we can.
Jake, thank you for the time.
Yeah.
And the work that you do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Jake Bradley Rowe is the executive director of Sunburst Projects. The nonprofit received funding from Sacramento County to reduce and treat the spike of congenital syphilis cases in our area that is largely affecting pregnant women. Up next, two of the nation's largest property insurers are no longer providing coverage in new policies in California. We'll explore how climate change is a driving factor behind the withdrawal. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.